I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my God, it's the season finale of Summer House. So much happened. I even forgot my own name. It's Amiria Tsai with AfterBuzz TV. I am so excited, guys. This season finale was the best hour of TV. I keep saying that, but I really mean it this time. And I'm here with my ladies, Trina and Pink, and Jane in another, what do they call that, tie-dye moment.
Yes. Neon this yes, time. Yes. I tried to keep it raver.
Very raver. I didn't know if it was rave meets Burning Man. I don't know what was happening, but it was good. Like, the style was good, honey. Let's jump in. We have so much to talk about. Right off the bat, the guys and the girls split up. They did girls' night, bachelorette, and they did the guys' bachelor party. That was... Listen, I'm gay. I haven't been to many bachelor parties, but that was a very sad bachelor party. That really brought some tears to my eyes. I was like, why are all the strippers in the Hamptons so old? First, we had the tarot card, and then we had the old guy on the bus. I was like, he's the oldest stripper I've ever seen. So that was kind of a bummer. We're going to get into all of that. I want to break down the party. And then we're going to go into the Amanda and Luke drama. It seems Amanda turned on the house. She broke some, was it one of those things that pops out? Remember those 90s toys?
Yeah. Like,
it was one of those.
It looks like a bunch of Loverboy cans taped together.
Oh, but like
exactly
paper.
What it was.
I think that's legitimately what it was, though, was Loverboy
cans. Like construction paper.
I think it was. It was a mess. It really broke apart quickly. And then she got into it. And then it became again Paige, Hannah. And then she also turned on Hannah a little bit. There was a lot of passive-aggressive comments that I want to dissect. I also want to get into Carl, his progression the entire season. And then this episode, he cried. He got emotional. He opened up to Danielle. I mean, a lot happened. So I want to get into that. And then, of course, we have some news. Carl's possibly sober now, which is fabulous. And then we also have a live with Luke. I edited a live with Luke where he kind of hated on, we're going to get into all of that.
Amir, so you're spoiling the news segment before we even get there.
Well, I got to tease it. What am I going to say? Carl news? Okay, fine. Carl
just
news.
Say news.
I already said it. It's too late. Anyway, news. And then we don't have any predictions because the reunion already happened and we're going to cover it tomorrow. So we're just going to dilly-dally past that. But before we get into all of that, Trina, what are your overall thoughts?
I do have some fashion tonight. I prepared a little bit of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
and we have another segment too. We have a summer glow up segment that I didn't even explain. So anyways, it seems like I came drunk to work as well.
Loverboy.
I don't know what's going on. I must be drinking all the Loverboy tonight. So our special segment, you obviously know Trina's fashion segment, but we're going to do a special segment. It's going to be the glow up for the whole season. So the summer glow up, who has progressed the most? Let us know in the chat because Trina's going to be manning the chat. Tell us, what is your summer glow up? So let's get into our overall thoughts. Trina?
Okay. Man, you're right about that bachelorette, bachelor party. That was sad on both sides, I thought. I didn't really get how that was any fun for anyone. So many tears. The boys cried. Carl cried multiple times. So I don't really know how to feel about this being a full finale, except for the big party at the end. I get that, but I felt like everything was kind of sad leading up.
Absolutely. Jane?
I didn't think that the actual bachelorette party was sad in and of itself. Okay. It was really bringing me back to being in a sorority, which I mostly try to forget about. But the best part of being in a sorority is that it's typically your first experience with a stripper. I don't know what you're doing in high school, but for me, being in college was my first stripper experience, and it was exactly that with a policeman, and it was beautiful. And so I loved that moment.
Beautiful,
it was great. Huh? I don't think they even showed much of his face. Like, the bod was working. Anyway, my overall thoughts about the stripper were that it was great. Going back to the tarot cards, not so much. Definite tear fest, and I do love a good tarot card. I'll get my tarot cards read at any moment, even if it's on the happiest day of my life. I hope that it's a good, happy reading. But these were all sad, not looking good for that marriage based on those cards. And Carl, he's really got to get it together, which, you know, it's looking like he will. At least he's getting with Danielle by the end of this, which they're pretty cute together. So my thought about that was that's sweet. And, you know, I do
think these are overall thoughts. Like, this is going on and on.
We got to a good resolution with Hannah and Luke. Okay, Amir and I are literally just calling each other out today, so.
Well, how long is this gonna go?
You guys, we are all so excited tonight. I think we're very like melancholy over the ending of this season, and that's why we're just gonna drag it out with AfterBuzz and have two more AfterBuzz episodes after this because we're not over it yet. That's my overall.
We're not over it. It's such a good season, and I was so here for it. And you know what, Jane, I appreciate all of what you said. All of what I got from it was that you said tarot correctly. You didn't call it tarot card like Amanda did, so I appreciate that.
Or terrorist card.
Whatever she said, I was like, what the hell is going on?
She said tarot card, and then she said terrorist card.
I know, I was like, what is going on? She must be real drunk. Okay, that's the perfect time to dive into the party. So I want to know more, like, Trina, what are your thoughts about Carl? And, you know, first he's hitting on the card. He likes the woman on the card, and the lady was really shutting that down. He was acting very Carl, and then all of a sudden he just started crying. Do you think he's held that in for a while now?
Yeah, I mean, this poor guy, I do feel bad for him because obviously all of these outbursts and crazy Carl and daytime Carl, all of those different sides are just from suppressing a lot of stuff that he's going through. And so I did feel bad because he basically needed a stranger to throw some cards at him to say, wake up, homie. Please, mm-hmm. like, do some good by mm-hmm. yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I do actually really feel bad for him because you could tell that that's clearly not what he wanted to happen on camera.
Right.
But probably good that it did because then it led to that other talk, which I'm sure we'll get into later. But yeah, the tarot cards and stuff. Tarot cards are not a great party thing. It's more of like a thing on a Tuesday, not for celebratory stuff, because it could lead to bad cards, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. which is never good. It is not a good event to have at a party, especially as the main thing at a bachelor party. Like, mm-hmm. why would you make tarots the main event at any party? It can really spoil someone's entire night. Like, I have a separate story about that that's not for this. Anyway. So about the tarot cards, it was very funny that Carl literally said, she looks decent. And the tarot woman goes, we're not here to objectify the women on the cards. And then, like you said, Trina, 2 seconds later, he was bawling because she basically said, what this woman who you objectified and said doesn't look that great in 2D means is that you're not living up to your potential. And he was like, oh, I'm not, because I'm a drunk mess. And then, yeah, that was such a sad thing. And then Kyle, they like basically were saying that Kyle's, what did they say about Kyle? That he's not, Luke has great luck. And then Kyle said, neither of you have any idea what you're getting into. He said, we are so different. And then the tarot lady was like, well, focus on what you're alike.
Oh, that was good advice. I liked her. I the assistant, not so much. He seemed like he did not
want
to be
there. What was he up to?
I don't know what he was doing.
I forgot who he was halfway through it. I was like, who's that guy in the back? Is this an extra at the party? But there wasn't really a party.
There wasn't really a party.
Was it's he like the designated driver for the tarot lady?
Maybe. She said my assistant to help, but there's, I mean, how hard are the,
she was probably microdosing and he needed the help.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
It's a strong assumption.
Yeah,
poor it's a very strong assumption. Poor tarot lady. We're sorry if you were not microdosing.
Yeah, sorry, tarot lady.
We apologize.
Just real quick from the chat.
Yes. Yes, please.
So, Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
I feel Carl is just lost. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah,
he is. Exactly. Ditto.
Sorry.
He's been lost for 4 seasons.
Oh, isn't that so sad, though, looking at all of the roller coaster-y things that he just continues to do over and over?
Yeah.
It's hard, because, like, when he's a good Carl, like, when he's daytime Carl, and when he's, like, kind, like, you know, him and Jules having those moments, like you're like, oh, that's sweet. Like you're kind of here for it. And then he just flips the switch. So it's kind of a bummer. It's a real doozy. But why don't we jump to the girls' party? Cause that seems a little more fun.
A little bit.
it seems like Jane was quite there for the 95-year-old stripper.
Yeah, Jane.
So I'd like her to take it away first.
Me too.
Was he really 95 years old? And is this when we're going to introduce ageism into this show, Amir?
He was at least 50-something.
You can be a stripper at any age if you want to. They seem to be happy.
No, they seemed happy, of course. But I was just surprised that, like, in the Hamptons, it seems like you can't find a young stripper. But that's okay.
Fine. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I thought it was great, though. I was living for it. But why wasn't there, like, another event? Like, I feel like they really kind of, I think in general, they sort of, like, phoned in this celebration. Because there's definitely another bachelor party and another bachelorette party. They were just like, oh, well, they set a date, so let's, like, do this together while we're together. But it's definitely not the actual bachelor and bachelorette party is what my assumption was, because these were pretty, like, it seems like production just made a call that day and was like, let's figure something out. Let's get a party bus. And
yeah, I should hope not. One was in a dining room and the other was in the yard for half of it.
But you guys, when I was watching, I thought maybe it's because, you know, like the night before a wedding, like, have you ever been to a good friend's wedding the night before everyone kind of gets together, they take shots, like the dinner part. I feel like it was kind of like that. I don't know, that I could be wrong, but that's kinda, that's the vibe.
More than like a
pizzazz. And the party already, the bash was the rave. Like, I feel like they were like reserving themselves for that, because that was the next day, right? That was on the Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's get to the rave. Should we talk about the rave? Let's get into kind of the, well, before we get to the rave, actually, when they got back from the party, let's talk about Amanda's meltdown. So Amanda sits down, everyone's laughing, everyone's talking, it seems okay, and then all of a sudden it's like she got shut down by Luke once, and then the second time he did it, it like seemed like she was just done. Do you really do you believe her when she said he was doing it all season? I didn't really notice it, but has he been doing that all season, like telling her to stop?
I feel like she always complains about how Luke reacts when she talks.
Okay.
I feel like that is always a complaint from Amanda, and that is the pivotal reason of why she doesn't like him to Hannah. Maybe not necessarily even how he treats Hannah, but how she feels that he treats her. I don't know, but I think this has happened before, but I think she takes him way too seriously. Luke may just be too quick to react, and then it all boiled up and she popped off. I guess I don't really blame her for it, especially since she was so drunk.
She was real. She was, I think, the most drunk I've ever seen her.
Just rage. Just drunk rage. Yeah, that was a lot.
Yes. Pure rage. I mean, I did love this moment, because I also just felt like, you know, It obviously wasn't necessarily just about what Luke said. It was like everything else building up. It was her being drunk. But also, like, to act that way when the night was about celebrating you, like you, you know what I mean? It was for Amanda. And she just took like a hard left into Terrorville, destructing the whole kitchen. I don't know. And then she was like, go back to Minnesota.
I liked that. I was like,
me too.
For that.
I
like,
loved it. I honestly loved all of it, because it was just such a spectacle. And I was living for it.
Do you guys think she meant it when she apologized the next morning?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
I think she just felt like it was the right thing to do, but not necessarily that she felt that way.
It's like you do.
I mean,
awkward,
I feel like after acting out like that, you kind of like come back with your tail between your legs a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, she had to apologize because she was like embarrassed for acting a fool.
But at least she was drunk. I've done that sober. I've done stuff like that sober where I've gotten mad at people. So it's awkward. It's very awkward. Either way, like, apologizing is just awkward, especially in a small quarters like that. It's kind of a bummer. Before we get to the rave, any last thoughts? About that?
No, I want to talk about the rave.
We're gonna get to the rave, but before we do that, I just wanted to thank everyone for being here at AfterBuzz TV during quarantine. The three of us have had so much fun. We're actually delaying it, like Jane said, for another episode tomorrow and next week for Secrets Revealed. We're just gonna keep dragging it out until it's summer again. We just love doing this show. Please go like, subscribe, and comment if you're in the live chat. Hi, Jean. Welcome. We love you. Just keep commenting. Let us know what you think. We just love having you guys. Go to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. And we love it. Jane, do you have any comments for us before we get to the rave from last week's episode?
Yes. The comments for last week are popping off. Thank you guys so much for hitting us up with questions. A lot of you were giving us questions to ask for Paige and Jules, especially Lizzie D. I got to give my girl Lizzie a shout out. She's searching for all this tea. So definitely going to ask these questions when we are with Jules and Paige tomorrow. A lot of people were asking, well, basically people were picking sides between Lindsay and that whole drama. Someone said, I agree, team Lindsay, at least she has her own storyline. I like Paige, but she is so boring this season. Shady in the comments. She hasn't really had a storyline on the show except for her pantry makeouts with Carl, which obviously isn't this season. And so there was some shade coming out, but someone was asking how far away Perry was when he came to pick her up. And I think there's just a lot to ask Paige about her relationship and how, you know, Perry isn't on the show. So I don't know. Some people are kind of getting a little bit shady about the fact that she's not showing all of herself. So I don't know. I would like to dive into that with her in a positive way, just to learn a little bit more about her relationship and if we can ever expect to see Perry on the show. Because she said before that since they're like a decade apart, that he's not really like in that lifestyle and she wants to party with her friends on the weekend. But like Kyle is Perry's age. So
Kyle is also he's a very specific type.
Right.
He's a specific breed for sure. Anyway, I love how the comments always pop up and we always get some savage notes. But there's a genuine love for Summer House that we share. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got like 63 comments last week, which I think is a great record for us because everyone's super engaged and we're going to get you guys those answers. Yeah. Mir and I have been interviewing this cast galore, baby. We'll get to that in news.
We're trying. We are trying to get to all of them. Okay, so let's I love Jane's cup. It's everything. Cheers, Janie. Cheers.
It's kombucha in a chalice.
It's mine's the only way to drink anything that's not alcohol in a chalice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of chalices and ugly wigs, let's go to the rave. Were we here for Kyle's pedophile look? It was really bad. It was a lot. It was good, right? So all the outfits were awesome. It was like sponsored by Dolls Kill. If you don't know that store on Melrose, that was like everything they were wearing.
It was so true.
Isn't it?
Yes. Love that.
I don't shop at the same store as you.
clearly not. Miss Brandy, what is that store? Brandy Melville. I feel Melville. Like that's where you shop.
That's whatever. I'm not a teenager.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you some shade. Trina, because you laugh, you get to go first. What are your thoughts?
Oh, there we go.
The of course.
I thought it was fun to watch them all have fun because of what we'd gone through prior in the episode. It was a complete 180 from the vibe. So I just really like watching what was happening, was very interested in how Carl's existence was going to end. Didn't really like that conversation that Jules was having with him because it felt like a caught feelings convo, no? And when they discussed that wasn't the deal, and she was like, oh, trust me, you don't have to worry about me. And then she did that. So I was like, does she like him? So that was the only part that was off for me. Otherwise, I love to watch them have fun. Mm-hmm.
All right. I appreciate that. But I also want to make a point about the moment where she caught Danielle and Carl kissing. That cracked me up. Because she's like, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. It was like the definition of everyone that says they're good, but then isn't. And then you turn around and they're like, oh. Like, you're not cool. Like, that happened to me at a party once. My ex was like, oh, I like your friend. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I'm totally over it. And then I turned around and he was making out with them. And I was like, oh my God. And I like freaked out. Like, it's so, sometimes don't say it if you don't really feel it. That's my advice to Jules.
Janie, was kind of expecting her to be that way. She's like, no. I was expecting that to be her style, how it comes off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Jane, but you're up.
No, well, fine. Jules did get her smooch in with Amanda. Remember in the kitchen mm-hmm. at the rave? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they kind of made up. They said how they loved each other. And then Jules went in for the kiss and they kissed on the lips. And Amanda was like, I don't love you like that.
But wasn't Jules after Paige at the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she really wanted was Paige.
She wanted Paige hard, honey. What did Amanda say? Did she say, you're not my type, or said, I don't like you like that? What did she say? I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, she said something along the lines of, I don't love you like that. It's not that kind of love.
Savage.
Oh boy.
Savage. Yeah. And then Lindsay took out Hannah's boob in front of Luke and then licked it. I was like, what is going on?
Yes. Yes, I loved that moment. I weirdly loved that moment.
Me too. I really liked it too. And then
Lindsay suckled on Hannah's teeth.
She fully suckled. And then she was getting, then she had sex in the shower and you could hear it. I had to rewind it. I was like, oh my God, you can hear the slap.
Like, yes, oh you could hear the slaps. I told my sister, I was like, that was graphic and we didn't even see anything.
Very graphic,
you know, because normally you just hear the moans, but to hear the slaps was a whole nother level that I don't think we needed personally.
I don't know, Amir rewinded
it because he liked it.
I liked it. I was here for it. Okay, what else happened at the
moving
party? Okay, so we had Hannah and Lou. They obviously had a little like come to Jesus moment, so they kind of reconnected, and it seems like this is what I always tell my friends. If you don't like someone's boyfriend or girlfriend, the more you say you don't like them, the closer they become. 100%. That's just how it works, right?
Yeah, and the whole Minnesota of it all. When she signed up for Minnesota, they all just should have shut their mouths and let it get to where it's getting, I think. Mm-hmm. Once you agree to meet the family in Minnesota, especially probably the part where he lives, that's
it. Very woodsy.
Exactly. Very woodsy. You've agreed to this human as your human.
At the moment.
I hear crickets? Yeah. Were those crickets?
I don't know. I keep hearing crickets too. And I'm like, how many crickets do we need on this episode?
Interesting.
I thought it was just me. I thought I was losing my mind.
No. Crickets were just now. Yeah.
I can never hear Ryan's sound effects. So it's always a surprise later.
I swear that was not a sound effect. That is someone's background crickets.
Oh my God. Amazing. Wait,
who was that?
This is Ryan, by the way.
Someone Thank clearly you. Has some crickets in their home. It's not me. I don't know, but we're going to just keep powering through. Yes. I just wanted to quickly talk about, okay, do you guys think that Carl and Danielle need to tell Lindsay about this newfound whatever it is? Or do you think they just like, it seems like the trio is back together. They were all dancing in the living room. Do they need to disrupt that trio again by saying we're hooking up or just leave Lindsay out of it?
Lindsay's so happy with her happy. Man, and her ex-boyfriend was in the house that time with Carl's ex-girlfriend. Carl's probably the one that's feeling it more than Lindsay. True. So I think Lindsay can just be left out of it and just be in her happy land and people just do their thing.
She seems real happy. And Everett looks good too. I thought Everett looked great. I was shocked.
They all were thriving. It is funny how like incestual some of that stuff can be. That like
very incestual. Yeah.
It's crazy that Lindsay's ex is fully dating Carl's ex.
Yeah.
And that Lindsay's ex is also working with Carl, invested in Loverboy. It's just bizarro to me, but they all get along and they all love it. So
Yeah,
it's very messy boots all around, but it seems like it works for them. You know, that incestual, that's what I wanted to ask you guys about. There's no other show other than Vanderpump.
Other than every other Bravo where show.
Well, I guess, but no, I don't. I mean what other Bravo like show
on
is
the
like,
Housewives, they they have these weird connections where they've all like had the same exes.
True.
Bravo has a way with that where I'm like, I mean, I don't know.
Anyways, that's a tangent we don't need to go down. Okay, so let's power through. Let's get to Trina's fashion segment. I'm having some battery issues. Bear with me.
Oh, that's okay. I can jump on fashion. Perfect. So the bachelorette party, I thought that final episode, Paige killed it in her bachelorette outfit, the two-piece. It was like tan satin. is mm-hmm. what I'm assuming that yes. fabric was. So that was great. I also really loved Jules' green dress. And I mm-hmm. don't always, you know, love what she's okay. doing, but I love the green dress. Okay. And these people make me like the color orange.
Do they?
Yeah, okay. I rarely like the color orange, but when Paige was crying in orange last week and yeah. Danielle was wearing the orange suit this week, they kill it. They kill it in orange in the Hamptons, so I'm here for it. Then we got to the rave, and mm-hmm. I loved what Kyle had going on. Loved that polyester cat suit, oh. the neon plastic hair. I was here for it. He always right. goes wild, but this time I think he went wild enough to where we can actually appreciate what he's got right. going on.
Absolutely.
And who else's rave outfit? There was another rave outfit that I liked, and now it has slipped my mind, but I think everybody... Oh, Hannah.
Okay.
Hannah looked like she was from Xenon Girl 21st Century, and I was 100% here for it, and that's all I
got. I like that one. I love that, Trina. Thank you. Did you? What about the makeup? Did you like Jules's like crystal?
Like the
case?
Jewels
that
on
beautiful.
The. I. It was okay.
Not into it. All right.
No, I liked the gold tats more, like the metallic oh, tats. I liked
yes.
that.
Yes, very Coachella.
Yeah, very Coachella.
Like, Carl
I liked it.
Put one of those tattoo strips fully across his forehead, and I think it was meant for like a bicep.
Well, and his neck too. He had it yeah. looked like he had a choker on.
It was
like zero. It was zero fucks given.
Absolutely. And Luke's skyliner,
always.
Oh yeah, he always does.
Won't
that.
Let us down. Won't let us down
but,
with the.
But you know
outfits.
What? At least he didn't dress up as a pirate. Let's give him that. Let's
yeah,
give him
I
that.
Felt it
like
wasn't
Luke
as confusing.
Had his hottest episode yet. He was smoking
oh.
hot this episode.
Hot take. He looked all like right. a real model. He looked like a model to me. Finally.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. He was there. He was there.
Sorry,
Savage.
All right. Sorry, I love Luke, but I just a little too brawny man for me. So I'm finally bringing some style. I'm here for it. And this is why I'm the shadiest person at AfterBuzz. It's fine. Anyways, moving right along. Let's get to our fun special segment, guys. It's the first yes. time we're ever doing it, and we'll do it one more time tomorrow. We'll do like the best reunion segment, best outfit. So we're just gonna keep these fun new segments going. We're really trying to drag out these last three episodes. We're really excited, guys. We love Summer House.
We don't want it to end.
No, we don't want it to end. Our special segment is the summer's best glow up. So whoever you guys think, and please in the chat comment as well, who you think that in the entire summer, it's like we're giving that person that really came into their own or found their way, or you know, whoever you think has even the best killer style. It could really be anything, any glow up.
I'll go first.
Go first, Trina.
I picked
right
Jules.
Ahead. I was giving you time to process. Okay.
I picked Jules because at the beginning, she was wearing a lot of other people's outfits. And we were being a little sav on that. But I even complimented her very own outfit from tonight's episode because mm-hmm. not only do I think she was on a glow up in the fashion world, but it's because I think she stopped caring so much about what these people think about her. Mm-hmm. So a couple episodes ago, I think she let all of that go. So I like right. the overall Jules that we have now versus mm-hmm. who we had before. And if anything, I'm just happy that she made it to now awesome. And isn't stuck.
Yeah, because she was kind of stuck, like, she was, like, that new kid at school, and it's, like, stop yes. trying so hard, you know?
But it's also yeah. sad, but it's, like, annoying, but it's sad, you know?
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things at once. I get it. I'm here
yeah.
for you. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Janie?
Yeah. Well, you know I love my Summer House girls. You know I okay. love the little clique. I should realistically pick Hannah because I have a girl crush on her. Right. But I think that Lindsay did have a huge glow up this season mm-hmm. okay. because, I mean, she is physically glowing. She looks amazing. And I think she had a lot of great moments of fighting for what she believed was right. I loved the way that she like stood up for Hannah with the whole Luke thing of just like let mm-hmm. her live her life. And right. ultimately she got the man that she's always wanted. And so, like, even through the tumultuous, like, wondering what's going to happen with Carl and what's not, and, you know, at some points, like, maybe being pinned as being a little bit desperate, like, at the end of the day, she's, like, fully in love. She's banging it out in the bathroom. Like, ooh, she's glowing because she is getting it. And I just am really happy for her. And she's got those great sweatshirts now that she's selling. So, you know, girl, get it.
I like it. She came a long way. She got activated. You know, she tried it with Carl.
She got activated and she made it into merch.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I'm here for it. You guys picked some great people. Yeah, Trina actually stole mine, so I'm gonna revamp. Sorry. And no, it's good. We're on the same page, so it's great. I'm gonna give it to one of the guys because we both, you know, y'all picked both. So I'm gonna give it to Carl because I feel like the first step in recovery is self-awareness.
Absolutely.
So I think he's like finally realizing something's off and he's accepting, he's checking his toxic masculinity. You know, he's checking that big dick energy in a good way, though. Like, checking it and being like, listen, I'm going to revamp and I'm going to try to be better. And then his heart-to-heart with Kyle, it was probably the only time I've ever gotten choked up watching Summer House. Because I thought it was so sweet. He was like, I'm going to do better. And Kyle was like, kind of in some ways saying, this is your last chance. So I really was here for it.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't necessarily spend enough time on that in this episode. I want to give it some love because he said something that I thought was so interesting where he was like, I'm great 98% of the time, but the 2% is what gets me in trouble 100% of the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, are we sure it's only 2%? But... like
I think
said,
it's like a 60-40 situation.
Yeah, 60-40 seems more accurate. Yeah. But like you said, it is that self-awareness and how he really wants to turn it around. And honestly, he was going to be my runner-up just from this episode where he's really realizing. And I liked him ending up with Danielle, at least for now, in this scenario because they're cute.
I love it. I love that. You know. Very
the
cool.
Chat,
that's a good
real,
one, Jean.
Real fast.
Yeah, please,
Jean,
Trina, please.
Jean says, for her, seeing Lindsay in a committed relationship, so she is right there with you, Jane.
Yes, hey. Jean! Yay. My girl.
We love that. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Trina, for manning the live chat.
Of course.
Janie, we have some news that I might have spilled too prematurely, but take it away.
Oh my gosh. I won't let him dim my light. We've got some news, you guys. It's very exciting. So just to tease a little bit of the reunion, pardon, on Watch What Happens Live that happened tonight. We will be covering it tomorrow on AfterBuzz. But tonight, Carl did reveal that he has been sober for the last couple of weeks. So great. I dug up an article with a little bit of more deets for us. Mm. He said he's been sober for the last couple of weeks. He's seeking out treatment from the last few months. He's been seeking out treatment. And ultimately, he's going to be sober. Sorry. He said, ultimately, am I going to be sober for the rest of my life? That's not something he's willing to commit to yet. But he's basically done a sobriety sampling is what he's calling it. And he's going 90 days without drinking. So I'm assuming that the idea of this, this program that he's doing is to kind of hopefully get him hooked into it after 90 days and just taking it step by step. But it seems like he's definitely on the right path. He said he actually admitted that he does have so many issues and he wanted to actually get help that's directly attacking the alcohol component. That's something he's never done before. So he's proud of himself. He feels very supported. And he has thanked the cast members for all of that, for supporting him through this journey. So very proud of Carl. He, according to LinkedIn, still has his job at Loverboy.
So good.
He's killing it in sales development there. And it seems like he's really turning things around. So I don't know if Kyle's like mini intervention was the last mini intervention that they had, but things have changed and it looks like Carl is on the ups. So that's very exciting. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And so also from another reunion, bit of hot tea. I think the main thing to come out of the reunion was a little bit of butting heads between Luke and Jules. So again, tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific time. We will get into all of this in our reunion special, but they went head to head. And it's kind of seeming to be a little bit out of left field. And we first uncovered that this drama existed on our very own Amir's Instagram live that he did with Luke on Sunday, right before Giggly Squad went live. A lot of the fellow gigglers were in their chats, and it was a very fun, interesting conversation where, I mean, Amir can speak to it, but Luke teased that there's a little bit of drama between him and Jules. He straight up said he hates her.
He just said straight up, it was verbatim, I hate Jules. I was like, damn.
He said, because I think the question was like, who would you least want to quarantine with from the cast? And he was like, Jules. And then, he kind of went into it, and he didn't go deep, but then we got to see it on the reunion. So tomorrow I'm going to be chatting with Jules on Quarantine with the Stars right after we do our reunion special. And then I'm pretty sure we're going to go live on our Instagram. So follow along for that whole journey, because I'm going to get the deets from her as well.
What time is that, Jane?
It's going to be at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time would be my Instagram live, which my Instagram is linked down below in the description of this. So just follow along and we'll get into it, because she got basically cut off in the reunion, and I need that dirty beat. She's got a whole story of what happened. Yeah. What happened with Luke. It all happened off camera and we never saw it. So this is like all getting dug up.
It must be pretty bad if he chose Jules over, say, Amanda and Paige.
There were specific instances where he and Jules were at a party and he said that she hit him. But she's
a big trigger for him. But that's also a trigger for him.
Because that's his relationship thing. They were in an Uber, I believe, coming back from the party, because Jules was saying that Luke was getting mad at her about not wanting to hook up with his friend. And she said it was misogyny and all of this stuff, that like he was getting angry that she didn't want to hook up with his friend. And he thought he wasn't being wrong because he was like, she said that he was hot and blah, 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 blah. So
but that doesn't mean if you say someone's hot, you should hook up with them though.
Yeah, no. I definitely need to hear from her about this, because it seems like it was really out of left field, and she said it was a lot of misogyny going on, and Amir got the other side, so we gotta keep it
absolutely we gotta keep it even. Definitely keeping it even. Well, he did say about Amanda and Paige, he was like, they just need to stay in their business, we're not in middle school, which is what I've been saying from the beginning. Like, this show is very like fingering and over the pants action. It's like, are we in high school?
They just let each other.
Luke is the most guilty of all that.
But he has a reason, though. He has trauma from a past relationship. I don't think he's just like, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah, but I mean, he's having sex with everybody else. Anyway.
But he doesn't care about them. So I think that's like the difference, is what he had been saying. It's like, I don't care about those girls. I care about Hannah, so I don't want to mess it up. But again, I'm always going to defend Luke. So that's what
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, in Amir's Instagram, he looked great in the woods of Minnesota. He's doing great. Yeah.
Making
so syrup. Anyway, we're bringing you guys all the tea on various platforms, and I don't want to get too much into the reunion, because we're going to unpack it all tomorrow, and but lots of news, you guys, lots of news very happening. Cool.
Very fun. Oh my god, so much is happening. So any final thoughts about the whole season? How do you guys feel? Like, what's the vibe?
I thought that this finale was kind of a weak finale in comparison to the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I think that every other episode gave us a lot more to even talk about. Okay. So hopefully the reunion makes up for it. I'm sure it will. I'm sure the reunion will take me way over the top, further than I want to be. So I'll rely on that to be the end of the season.
That's great. I love that. Janie, any final thoughts?
I'm sad that this season is over. Aww. I'm sad. It really brought a good light to our quarantine. It gave us that fun escape. They were out in the sunshine. They were having a great time. And I don't know. I felt nostalgic all different types away from this episode, between them being at a rave and getting a stripper. It really brought me back to my college days. And
I just, go to college.
To
in Illinois.
In Illinois.
But so did Jules, okay?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like we said, we're dragging this bad boy out with two more episodes for you guys and exclusive interviews because we can't get enough. And that's just how I feel. I can't wait for season 5. I love it there so much. And mm-hmm. we're going to do our damn best to get to that summer house when it comes back. Which, absolutely. By the way, is it going to be fall house, winter house, spring house?
We don't know.
When's it coming back? But we'll be there.
We will be there. And Luke said he would do another season. He did say he would do another season. He has, like, he said nobody has called him. But production was supposed to be back up and running in July, but no confirmation as to whether that's going to happen. Probably not.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. I wish they would be back, but... Here we are.
I mean, if it is truly just them and they don't throw those crazy parties, I feel like they could do it because Bachelor is like off on some random island all together filming. So,
oh, they are?
That's what I heard. Allegedly, they're flying people out to an island to film and like just making sure that they all stay quarantined together, all like 30 of them, and only make out with each other. So
that is insane.
I mean, that's what happens in summer house anyway. They all just hook up with each other, so just get them all in the house and don't throw those big ragers and you'll be fine.
It's true.
Let's hope. Let's manifest that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that might not be the most colorful season, but I'm here for it still. It's fine. It's like the circle meets summer house, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we're at this point from being quarantined, we'll take anything. We're getting interviews filmed on Zoom. We're getting reunions. You know, we'll take anything. So if it's just them in a house together, that's fine. That's all I need, really.
Amen. I appreciate that. Well, until our episode tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to cover the reunion. Trina, where can people find you in the meantime?
Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Trina Dong.
Yeah.
You can find me on all the places, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, at Jane Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N _. That's me.
Yes. And don't forget to watch Jane's interview tomorrow at 3 p.m., which will be close to after our reunion recap. So it'll be just a summer house block, honey, tomorrow. I love it. I'm here for it.
Yes. We're getting all the tea.
Yes, we are. And you can find me at Amir Yas _ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I love you all. And I loved this season of Summer House. It was super duper fun. And Jules was a great addition. So we are all here for it. Thank you guys. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.